Hello, this is Jeff Wine with Berkshire Hathaway Home Services, Key Realty. If you are considering a move to or within the Blue Water area, please reach out to discuss your housing needs. Call 810-650-6255. Again, that is 810-650-6255. Thank you.
All right, 10 minutes past 7 o'clock on this Tuesday, the last day of September, the last day of the third quarter of 2025. And the last day for that tax credit for buying an EV, an electric vehicle, the federal clean vehicle tax credit is set to expire at the end of today. So did it work? Did it get more people buying electric vehicles? Joining us right now to take a look at this tax credit, ABC News tech reporter Mike Dubusky. Mike, good morning.
Good morning, Paul. And it certainly seems like it did. Now, just to refresh our memories here, the $7,500 electric vehicle tax credit that is set to expire today did kind of change in shape over its decade-plus history. The number got bigger. It kind of changed based on, you know, where your vehicle was made, how big the battery in your electric vehicle was. And in recent years, they also added a tax credit for buying a used electric vehicle that totaled up to $4,000 off the cost of a used vehicle. Again, this was a rebate that you could take advantage of depending on things like where certain components in your car was made, whether it was final assembled in the United States, and if it retailed for under a certain amount of money, $55,000 for cars and $80,000 for trucks and SUVs. However, now the credit is going away after Congress passed the One Big Beautiful Bill Act earlier this year. And according to LendingTree, a lot of people took advantage of this tax credit over its history. In 2023 alone, according to LendingTree, car buyers saved about $3.3 billion on the cost of new electric vehicles. The vast majority of that was California, accounted for about one-third of the total claims here, about $1.1 billion. Michigan, Paul, where you guys are, was the 19th state in the ranking for states that took advantage of the electric vehicle tax credit. So many states really did take advantage of this. On average, people claimed about $6,700 of the possible $7,500. So not everyone taking advantage of the full credit. However, that is still a hefty chunk of change off the cost of a new vehicle. And we have seen an uptick in EV interest in recent months, with Cox Automotive estimating that EV sales will hit about 410,000 this quarter. That is up 20% from this time last year, and it accounts for about 10% of the new car market, all electric vehicles.
Oh, interesting. So that tax credit probably helped, but not the sole reason for people to turn to EVs.
Certainly. And I think there's other market trends to consider here as well. There are just more EVs on sale now than there were 5-10 years ago, as mainline manufacturers, in addition to startups, have hit the market with more competitive vehicles. Tesla still leads the pack in terms of popular EVs, with the Tesla Model Y compact crossover coming in at number one in the United States, the Tesla Model 3 small sedan coming in at number two. However, a domestic manufacturer comes in at number three with the Chevy Equinox made by General Motors in terms of popular electric vehicles. Another interesting trend that we're seeing here, Paul, and this could also point to more people getting into electric vehicles, is the idea of leasing, right? Leasing credits were not subject to the same requirements that the purchasing credits were subject to, meaning that it was easier to take advantage of this credit if you leased your car. And according to Edmunds, about 70% of new electric vehicles in the third quarter were leased. So that is an interesting trend that is, it marks a bit of a reversal from what we've seen in the last few years.
Interesting indeed. Hey, as long as we got here and we're talking tech, Amazon has some new products they're about to roll out.
Yeah, that's right. Tech-tember rolls on, as it is known, in New York City later today. Amazon is expected to unveil a bunch of new gadgets. This event is going to be aimed at a bunch of hardware, specifically hardware that gets you to interact with Alexa. And apologies to everyone whose voice assistant I just set off there, but that is their very popular voice assistant. They have a new version of it called Alexa Plus that has a lot more AI features in it. And it has been a while since we've seen updates to the base smart speakers that Amazon offers, specifically the Echo device and the Echo Show, which is the one that has the screen integrated into it. So we could see some refreshes there. Also, possibly, we will see a new version of the base Kindle e-reader. We saw the more premium Kindles updated earlier this year, so now it is the turn of the base model. Also, updates to the Fire TV, Ring cameras, everything else in Amazon's portfolio as well could potentially be in the cards later today. Tech companies like September for product announcements. Obviously, that gets them ahead of the holiday shopping season with some new products on the market. And in that spirit, Paul, next week, Amazon Prime Day, mark your calendars, October 7th is when their fall sale kicks off.
Absolutely. We'll be watching for it. Mike, appreciate your reporting. Thanks so much.
Of course, Paul. Take care.
You too. Bye-bye.